Happy eighth day to my baby. We're sleeping right now. It's 1:21 in the morning, and I would say, like, she sleeps all day. She does see things. We're not going to talk about that. She runs around. She's actually pretty hyper to be a six-year-old cat. And if you don't know, 8 days ago, I bought a cat from the ASPCA, WXYZ, LGBTQ. And she's already, she's 6 years old. And her name was Sprinkles, Donut Sprinkles. We renamed her. That she's ugly. And she's beautiful. I named her Millie. I'm thinking about the middle name being Riley. Millie Riley Hoke. It sounds ugly, but my last name isn't that cute. But I love it. But Millie is for sure her first name. But yeah, this is day eight, and look at these cute clips I got. Look at her right this very second. Do you not like the light? She's covering her eyes. She's just like her mother. Okay, anyway, she's doing absolutely amazing. She shits a lot. She farts a lot, mainly in her sleep. So lucky for me, her ass is right by my face. I just got her a different brand of cat food. See if she likes it. I hope so, because I got a 25-pound bag. I'm looking to buy her a cat tower, but I don't want to buy a small one for $1 million. I went to PetSmart and I've looked on Instacart. It's entirely too much. Temu has some nice ones, but I don't want to wait. I don't have patience. So if you guys know any pet stores or pet places that I can buy stuff from, or something, somewhere that has fast shipping, I would love you five ever, because her needs some toys. I'm going to get a laser sooner than later, but other than that, I really have never had a cat. Like, this is my first cat I had to get rid of when it was a baby. And I gave it to an acquaintance. And then this cat, we're finally allowed to have cats in here. And she doesn't really have anything. And she doesn't really scratch as much as my other kitten did. But she does like to scratch. I do want to get her some type of scratch pose, some type of, like, tower. I don't know if you guys know what I'm saying when I say tower. But, like, something that she can, like, climb on and stuff like that. She loves to be by the window. So I was going to get her a cat tower and put it by my window and replace my couch. I brought her own bed, twin bed, in my room, but this is where she'd rather be. I actually love it here. She's just like me, farting, cuddling, force cuddling. But this is day eight. She's doing amazing. Actually, all my clients in my house are obsessed with her, except for one client. She's very, very scared. So we keep her in this back in my room, and then, that was a mess. I'll be the same thing. This back section of the house, it's closed off, and it has a bathroom, another room I let her freely roam in, and then an office that the door stays closed and locked. But when I give medication, I allow her to roam freely. So yeah, sometimes if I'm about to, like, go out and I know I'm gonna be a while, I'll put all her stuff downstairs in the basement, because the basement is, like, a big place for her to run. They say she is overweight. Talk about my baby like that. So I try to let her run as much as possible. But she's a very active cat. She's very friendly. She's very vocal. She has not scratched anybody, or what's that called? She hasn't done that either. She's just so cute and full of love and sleep. So, this is day eight. Happy day eight, Millie!